This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk radio review time on the radio. I'm Doug Steff, and welcome into our DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. It's compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, we get together to put a, the spin on this would be, it's the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show, where we have some experts in talk radio, that is, people who are hosts on the DJV program with me, going through the issues, so you can hear some of the things we talked about during the week. In case you don't listen to the DJV program, I can't imagine why you wouldn't. You can find it every day, all day. As a matter of fact, goes through the day, the full show at djvshow.com. So let's get to the people list, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. The people list, as I think I try to change this up every week so that we can approach the issues in a different way. So I'm just going to run through the people list. If you have some comments, make them, and then we'll go on to the story list. The lists are all published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com every week, so you can see what's there, and we certainly go through the lists as we can through the course of these 2 hours. At number 10 on the people list, Rudy Giuliani. That's a story that deserves a little bit more time than just mentioning his name. And because it's in the list, the story list, we'll get to it in a few minutes. Joe Rogan as well. Let me just go through, because we'll get to all of these in the story list. Joe Rogan is at 9. Brian Flores is at 8. Whoopi Goldberg is at 7. Jeff Zucker at 6. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is at 5. Mike Pence is at 4. Donald Trump is at 3. Tony Fauci is at 2, and Joe Biden is at 1. Okay, so on the story list, number 10 is a focus on the climate and the winter storms. We look around the country at the moment, and as you hear this program, there will have been a massive number of states that will have gone through in the last 3-4 days this powerful storm, the winter storm that's gone. It's really a sprawling storm, forcing schools to close, knocking out power, massively disrupting road and air travel. I think I saw 4,500 flights were canceled over a couple of day period, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it started down in New Mexico and has spread all the way across the middle of the country, up into Canada. And so states of emergency all over the place. It's wintertime. You know, people get themselves all worked up into a frenzy about this, the damage that happens because we have not yet learned, or we haven't decided as a population, as a civilization, to put the power lines in the ground. We put the power lines hanging on poles everywhere, and as soon as there's an ice storm or lots of wind or whatever, the power goes out. It happens all year in almost every state. Summertime, lightning hits the poles, crash, bang, boom. They have heavy thunderstorms that knocks out. It goes on and on and on, and we don't seem to. The power companies will tell you, well, it's too expensive, and we'd have to pass the cost onto ratepayers. So, would you be willing, Jennifer, to pay more money? Well, you actually in California, most of the power lines in the ground anyway, right?
No, well, not in my neighborhood.
I thought they were.
No. Depends. It depends on. Believe it or not, most of Los Angeles does not have their power lines under the ground.
Well, the neighborhoods that I've been in Santa Monica, most of them are under the ground. Anyway, but it's
a lot of it
just
has to do with their own city and the city regulations and stuff. Yeah. And so it depends on where you are. But I don't know. There's already such a huge. I mean, our power bills have gone up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
At some point, you want to get more service for all the
extra competition.
Money.
That's what competition monopolies do.
No, not necessarily. No.
Mm-hmm. What about in where you are? Now, you're in a sort of modern complex there. Is everything underground in New Jersey where you are, Victoria?
I don't think so, no. I mean, they're power. Because
you
we lose power.
Look out the window. You see
Well, but yeah, but
poles?
You
Not in the actual apartment village where we are, but the surrounding city. It's all above. It's all big poles.
Uh-huh.
So, and we lose power, like, a lot. We've had so many random, when it's not even that hot or cold out, we just sort of have, like, a brownout for whatever reason. I don't know. But, yeah. But, but again, like, our electric bill was $250 this month, and we have a two-bedroom apartment. So, it's a
lot.
How much? $250.
For how many bedroom apartment?
Two. We have about 1,100 square feet.
I don't pay that much, and you know how big my house is.
Yeah. Either your house is really cold, or we're getting really ripped off. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know if you have electric heat or not. I have gas power.
We have electric. Yeah, it's all electric.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So that explains that. At any rate, this warmer weather that's coming in behind it, for those of you who are tracking the days, counting the days, as of this week, we are halfway through the winter season, the winter months. And if you've looked at any of the curves, the meteorological curves, you've seen the temperature, at least where I am in the Northeast, continue to phase up. Like as I'm doing this, it's raining and it's 44 degrees. We've had temperatures down. We had actually -4 like a week ago. So it goes up and down, and people will say that's global warming, climate change. See, the thing that, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because we have a lot of other good things to talk about, but the climate change, global warming thing. Does climate change equal global warming, or the other way around, does global warming equal climate change? I say maybe somewhat, but it isn't completely responsible because the Earth does what the Earth does. So you put the two of them together, the Earth and its natural progression of changing itself and its structure, plus the fact that we've thrown a lot of fossil fuel fumes into the atmosphere, I think all of those things add up. But, you know, are we going to do, we were talking on the DJV program about the Postal Service ordering 80,000 new delivery vans that were gas-powered, and the EPA sent a note over to the guy that runs the Postal Service and says, you can't do that. Because we want everything to be electric. And
I think they already have the order in, right, for all the
gas
trucks, for the electric
they're
ones.
They're going to do it anyway.
No. For the electric ones, they are already on order. So
at the Postal Service?
For the Postal Service, yeah. I'm pretty sure they already ordered those electric vans. I forget who's making them. Yeah. I think Ford, maybe? I don't remember. But I think they're already on order. So, like, why would you order more gas trucks now? That's just,
well, because they can't get the Ford can't deliver on the electric ones. I think that's but they can't deliver on electric truck. People have bought, my son bought one of those electric Ford 150, F-150s. Can't deliver them. They can't make them because there's too many chips involved. And that's one thing about the electric cars that nobody's been talking about. There are more chips to power and run those cars than in the normal car. And we all know what the nightmare situation is thanks to the Chinese and others, mostly the Chinese, on the chip scale. The Chinese have ordered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of chips just to keep them away from the international market, to hurt the international market. And so on and on we go. Speaking of China, number 9 this week is the situation with China and the Winter Olympics, which gets started officially this weekend as you listen to this program. I was talking on the DJV program about an interview that I saw with a Bloomberg reporter. It was on Bloomberg, but it was being done in Beijing with a couple of Americans. One of them was a professor of Asian studies at some Northern California university, and she spent the time that she had with this fellow extolling the value, virtue, and the wonder of China. What a great, wonderful history we have, and we're doing so much to help the world. So the interviewer said, well, what about the Uyghurs? And she said, basically, what about the Uyghurs? That was kind of the answer to her. Yeah, lovely.
What did she say about the camp?
About the camp?
Yeah. Oh, didn't she say they were training camps or something?
She said they were training. Oh, yeah, they're training camps. Yeah, of course they are.
Right
on. Let me go back to Rudy Giuliani for a second, because the Masked Singer thing, we haven't really talked a whole lot about it. And I'm not sure that was Giuliani.
He's one of the contestants.
The contestants?
Yeah. And so when he took his mask off, I guess everyone was surprised. I haven't seen the clip. I don't think anyone's released it yet. But, yeah, I guess everyone was surprised to see it. And Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke walked off the set.
Give me a break.
Good well, God. But yeah, that's what here's I the thing, too. Though. I'm a big... Yeah, but Rudy Giuliani is... I mean, no one political belongs on that show. This is one of my favorite shows. It is a complete escape from all politics.
Okay.
And so I don't care about Rudy, because I don't want to see Gavin Newsom take a mask off either. Or Andrew Cuomo or anybody
here's
political.
If he did, I wouldn't like walk away. That's
well,
the thing that's so disgusting.
I mean, you know, whatever. That's their choice. It's you know.
But it's you know what the point is that this is a group of people that say that we have that they don't like the right. They don't like Republicans because they're mean and they're nasty and all this stuff. Yet the mean and nastiest people are the ones who say that people need to be more kind to one another. I don't know. I just think it's such a hypocritical. Icky look. If you can't stand and just do your job, which is what Robin Thicke and Ken Jeong are paid to do. They're paid to judge the Masked Singer. You do your job and you get on with it. I don't know. It's not like Rudy Giuliani has committed murder. He says stuff that you don't like. That's what we do in this country. There's plenty of stuff that Ken Jeong says that I don't like, but I would still stand there and
honestly,
like I said, this could be any politician. What really annoyed me is a huge fan of this show is that they brought politics into it. This was a bad call by the producers.
This ruined.
I mean, to me, this is a political free zone. Everybody I know from all walks of the aisles.
I'm with you.
Everybody
on that
loves
one.
The show, and this tainted it completely. The executive producer should be fired for this. They also threw their cast under the bus. They knew politically where Ken Jeong was. I don't know anything about Robin Thicke's politics.
He's not an American. He's a Canadian.
Well, he's got a kid here, so I think he's a dual citizen. Yeah. But still, it doesn't matter. They ruined it. I feel like they completely... I was so looking forward to this season, and if they show all this stupid stuff...
Jenny McCarthy's...
she and Nicole Scherzinger, I guess, sat there
and talked to him. They did their thing. I mean, I guess it's easy to say...
I'm so disappointed
in first. I'm the first one to say take politics out of Hollywood, but Hollywood is all political. They are always spewing politics, so that's how we know how Ken Jeong feels. They make it political.
I think that Victoria is 100% right, though. Keep that stuff off of shows like that. There's no place for it. We got enough politics in our lives.
But that's just facing out conservatives. That means nobody with conservative beliefs
can
go on.
But nobody should.
I don't want Cuomo. I don't want anybody else on there.
18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calidrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calidrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At the hour now here on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And we have from our social media, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, answers to questions that relate to the charts, the subject matter that's in the charts. So we're going to get to some of your thoughts and your comments after this. Ah, okay, that's what we do. I forgot we don't.
So edit there.
Here we are.
All right. And now it's time for yes.
Right.
Okay. The Biden presidency so far. Let's get some comments. People rating it. There's Bobby. Is it Leopardi? I guess it is. L-E-O-P-A-R-D-I. Thank you, Robbie, for your comment. He's a freaking saint compared to you know who. I think that's funny. But I want a JFK type, a young Democrat, to win in 2024. Oh, Pete, you're a man then, I think. Bobby, that would be the way I'd look at it. Susie Ortiz, Trump, 2021. Okay.
Huh? What?
Yeah, exactly.
At least add 2024. I mean, come on.
That was last year.
Thank you. Jeez. Maybe that tells you something. Ryan Lundetti says he's flushing our money down the toilet. Referring to Biden. That probably a reaction to the fact that this week the announcement was that we are, as a country, $30 trillion in debt. And guess how much debt there is in the Chinese government? Anybody want to guess?
I'm guessing zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Okay. And guess who holds all of our debt? Oh, China.
Ah, yeah, there it is. Okay, next question for our listeners on social media, referred to Whoopi Goldberg's suspension from The View. Here's somebody identifying himself as a listener named Oddball, as opposed to Odd Job. Remember him from Goldfinger? Movies, the race of the people or person you said things about shouldn't dictate the punishment. Imus and Dean lost their shows. Equal treatment for everyone.
But see, that Imus said something racist, like blatantly racist.
Well, so did
So but that's not what she said.
I'll give you this, Victoria.
She did not make, and certainly did not intend to make a racist comment against Jews. I mean,
here's the thing, and this is less about what Whoopi has said and more about what ABC and Disney have done. ABC and Disney painted themselves into a corner with how they have handled things in the past. Gina Carano said something about the pandemic and lost her entire career. Roseanne made a comment about Susan Rice when she was drunk and
apologized. Well, that was a racist comment. Yeah.
And said, she said she didn't know it was racist.
Oh, please.
And that's the same thing. Okay. But that's exactly. See, this is the thing, though, Victoria, is that Whoopi said the same thing.
Does anyone really believe that Roseanne didn't think making a comment about a black woman and a gorilla?
It's a really dangerous place to be because Whoopi Goldberg said something that I believe she was just stupid. I think Whoopi Goldberg is stupid when it comes to race. She thinks it always has to be about skin color. She didn't know Jews were considered to be a race, and she said something stupid. I don't think she's an anti-Semite, but I don't know. Yeah. That's just my opinion, and she said something anti-Semitic. And so now what? Disney fires two people and is now forced to suspend another. Like, it's a bad look because you have to be consistent, and that's the danger of cancel culture and getting rid of these people.
All right,
that
next
you then
listener's
have to have the
comment.
Same standard.
Robin Frost says, if I did that on Facebook, there would be a backlash. 99% of any businesses I could work for would fire me. So why is this different? Listener named P. Duster 65. That means others on the show were fired for less. Were they?
No.
I don't remember that.
On The View?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, question. Should the Olympics have been moved out of China? Let's see here. Everybody basically said they should have been moved. Carol LaPelle, Dan Myers as examples, Randy Ladd. There's a question about Neil Young and Spotify. Len says it's ironic that these hippies who made their careers from expressing their opinions and campaigning against the establishment are now in lockstep with the establishment. I thought that was an interesting comment. Thank you. And continue.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several people were killed in a U.S. Special Forces counterterrorism raid against a top ISIS leader in northwestern Syria Thursday. The ISIS leader was known as Haji Abdullah.
Thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more. Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision,
and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
Haji Abdallah was reportedly wearing a suicide vest that detonated during the raid, killing him and his suspected family members in the three-story building. With the genocide against the Uyghurs inside China, many people in the free world are wondering how the Olympics could even take place in such an environment. American surveys said human rights abuses are driving down enthusiasm about this year's Winter Olympics. In fact, 7 in 10 surveyed disapprove of allowing China to host these Olympics. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As a new science report this week from Johns Hopkins University, lockdowns only help prevent the COVID spread by 0.2%. Restaurant owner Chef Andrew Grohl tells Fox News fear-mongering by lawmakers must stop.
That is number one, right? So you got to get rid of all these restrictions. Government's got to get out of restaurants, but also it's the consumer psychology. We've got government officials telling people not to go out to eat. The fear that is just being completely draped on the mindset of all consumers by virtue of the government, right, and a lot of these health officials has crushed the mentality. So I think it's 5-10 years perhaps that we actually start to get people out of this dark cloud. Positive fear monger, you know, just they're so scared to go out. You know, you've got Fauci saying don't ever go out to eat at a restaurant. I mean, the guy owns part of a restaurant, so I don't know what he's doing to himself, but that's a huge piece of this is the consumer psychology. And then second to that is the shift from money going from Main Street to Silicon Valley, because if 5% of your sales leading into the pandemic were through takeout and delivery and then third-party delivery apps, they're now 60%. And you lose 30 cents on every dollar when you use a third-party delivery app, although it's a necessary evil. So while sales may have been steady when you look at 2019 to 2021, profits are down 25 to 30% because people are losing so much money to these Silicon Valley, I hate to say it, but, you know, they're greedy and the amount of money they're taking from these restaurants.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are at 34 after the hour, our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Roundup, if you will, a review of the top 10 stories, the charts for the week of January 31st to February the 4th, here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We are sort of still, I want to lurk around number 7 in a manner of speaking, because I think it's interesting, the football game, that's what they call it, the game of the year, the game of the century, whatever the nonsense.
The big game.
The big game, yes. Yeah. Well, we're not supposed to, because we're not licensed
to talk about the Super Bowl. We're not supposed to say Super Bowl on the air because we could
so
be
we
sued.
So we can say it's a bowl and it's super.
Yes, it is.
No, I think
they want everybody, right? They
as
want
long
you to say the big game.
Big
right.
game, yes.
But it's only if you're making money from it. Like, a lot of people, like, advertise Super Bowl parties or something like that, and then they use mm-hmm. the name to enrich themselves, and so, right. yeah.
yeah.
I mean, how could you avoid it and, like, use a code word when you're on the radio?
So let me ask you about this, these questions that are coming up about why folks weren't informed about the apparent beating of that San Francisco 49ers fan.
Gosh, I would love to know. I have
what,
no wait, idea.
What's the story? I didn't hear this.
Yeah, this story
this has been
is
very
so buried.
Quiet, so, yeah.
And what really is annoying, and it's embarrassing. I live in Los Angeles. It is embarrassing because years ago, just to for some context, years ago outside of a Dodger game, there was a huge back and forth between, I guess, a Dodger and a Giant fan, and it was started in the stadium, carried out to the parking lot. The people, I think the Dodger fan was part of a gang or something. He had like three other people that came and beat the living crud out of Brian Stowe was his name. I think he ended up dying. He was on life support for a long time. All over a stupid thing. Look, I don't like the Giants either. That doesn't mean you bash their heads in the parking lot. And it was a terrible look for Los Angeles. And the Dodgers had to pay and these fans had to pay. That was a few years ago. Now, apparently, a guy who's supposed to be a 49ers fan who was in the crowd at SoFi Stadium is in a coma after he was attacked at the stadium on Sunday after the game. The Inglewood Police Department found him in the parking lot L around the stadium, about a half an hour after, I guess, the game had started, which is kind of bizarre. They found him at 4:00 in the afternoon local time. Firefighters were called in. They identified the guy as Daniel Luna, who's a restaurant owner from Oakland, 40 years old. They moved him. He's wearing a 49ers jersey when they found him, which is why they think that could be a reason for the attack. They took him to the hospital and called the police. He suffered injuries to the face, the upper body. He still had his wallet, still had his cell phone, which made police believe that it could have been a dispute or something like that and not a robbery. The ER staff put him into a coma. He's still there. He's been induced into a coma. They're trying to figure out what happened, whether or not this was
an
attack or what.
Are we an advanced civilization or not? Are we?
I don't know.
Cro-Magnons here with these.
What I think is so weird to your point about this, Doug, is I live here. I watch the local news every single day. It didn't pop up until the end of the week.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Speaking of the football season. The mask wearing for fans, apparently this came about as the result of your hero and mine, Mayor Eric Garcetti, urging fans to keep their masks on when he takes his off.
So irritating.
these guys.
These people need like a course in leadership before they take office, right? If you're going to make these crazy rules for other people, then you got to follow them too.
All right, number six on the story list is the exiting stage left of Jeff Zucker from CNN. I don't know if he's a household name or not, but he's becoming a household name if people don't know. He used to produce the Today Show, and then he went to CNN to run run their network. And he's gone because he's having an affair with a worker, and that didn't set well. I guess it all started with Cuomo, right? Isn't that where this all started? Cuomo.
Well, but during
fired?
The investigation about Chris Cuomo, I guess Jeff Zucker admitted that he had not disclosed his relationship with this woman, and so that's how it really the Chris Cuomo stuff. Like a lot of people, are like oh, Chris Cuomo, you know, he had so much power or whatever. I don't really think so. I mean, I think this just came out during that investigation. So yes, it's tied to Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo certainly has an axe to grind, but I think that this was the worst kept secret ever. And Jeff Zucker wanted to leave a year ago. I don't, and his resignation was almost like cheerful. He was like, well, okay, bye.
Hooray,
but he was so happy.
The stuff that's come out, and there have been pieces in the Wall Street Journal and some of the anchors themselves over at CNN. Like, I don't know. And maybe Jeff Zucker wasn't sad about leaving, but this was definitely not something that he wanted to do. He was asked to leave by the CEO at Warner Media. And part of what happened is when they were investigating Chris Cuomo said he wanted to be paid out for the rest of his contract. Zucker said, no, we're not paying you out for the rest of your contract. You're gone. And Chris Cuomo's lawyer said,
said, well, we know that you've been in this relationship with Allison Gullis, who's like the head of marketing at CNN. You haven't disclosed it. That's an underling, and you're breaking our corporate policy. And they blackmailed Jeff Zucker, allegedly. And so Zucker's like, I'm not going to pay you out. They went to Warner Media. Warner Media then pushed Zucker out. And the people at CNN are, I mean, they're not making this a secret. Jake Tapper went on and said that the bad guy has won in all of this, meaning Chris Cuomo, for his role in taking down Jeff Zucker. Allison Camerota was crying her eyes out on television about it. Brian Stelter was upset about it. I mean, it's really interesting how this came to be, especially because no one seemed to be surprised. They all knew he was dating her. It just hadn't been officially disclosed, but that was enough.
Okay. Speaking of the Cuomos, there's a big to-do about the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams, having Governor Cuomo to dinner. Guess who's coming to dinner? And so what's the big deal? Does that mean Eric Adams is complicit with Cuomo because he was accused of sexual harassment? I love the way the dots are connected here, kind of sideways and circular. So he wants to have dinner with Cuomo. What's the big deal?
Well, I mean, they knew each other because Cuomo was the governor and, you know, Eric Adams was the president of the borough of Brooklyn. But, I mean, it's I think this says a lot more about Cuomo than it does about Eric Adams. Cuomo is everywhere now. He is all over the city. He is staging something. He's met with union leaders in very public restaurants. Now he meets with the brand new mayor of New York.
President Cuomo,
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to run for governor again in New York. I don't know, but he is definitely gearing up for something. So
Adams had dinner with Bloomberg and Bill Blasio. He's looking for advice on governing. I don't know why he'd go to Blasio. I wouldn't want to get any advice from him.
Well, I think transitionally you probably do want to meet with your predecessor to go over some things, especially in a pandemic. But I don't think this looks bad for Adams. I think this just looks.
No.
For me personally, I'm very more interested in what Cuomo's up to.
All right, number five. Situation with Russia, ladies. The U.S. has accused Russia of planning a, quote, staged video as a pretext for Ukraine, the attack on them. So
not
has anybody seen
not a
this?
Stretch, right? Yeah, I don't know why people are fighting back on this. The British intel says the same thing. You know that they're gonna show this like fake video. What was the movie where there was like a whole war launched and it was over a fake video? Wasn't that Dustin Hoffman in it? There was a movie. Was it Wag the Dog or something like that? It was something.
That's it. Very good.
It's basically like that's what Russia's going to do. I mean, that's how far behind they are on movies, but that's like what they're going to do.
But this is not the first time they've done something like that, right? Because they always have to have an excuse for making a more aggressive move. And so it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility. And it's an interesting tactic, maybe by bringing it up and making it global news, maybe that stops them from being
able to do
it.
What do they do in Ukraine other than stay cold? Do they have an industry there? They do farming, I know that, but what else goes on in Ukraine? What'd you say, baking?
Banking.
Oh, banking.
There was
something
like that, yeah.
Really? Oh. Well, I know that the reason that Putin wants it is because he likes that resort he has in the Crimean Sea, so he wants to control the country. To do that.
So he can be shirtless more often.
Right, yes, yeah, that'd be cool.
On a horse.
Imagine you're a Russian soldier and you're working that side of the street. Okay, so let's see, number four, I really don't want to talk about this. You're welcome to take a shot. January 6th investigation, I'm sick of it. What's new?
What's new is that Trump has said that he would pardon the people who've been sentenced.
Yeah, it is.
And that's caused a lot of flack from the left and from the right.
Wait a minute.
Well, if he wins, then that's what his plan was. A lot of Republicans are not okay with that, so he's gotten it's pretty divisive.
I think that a lot of Republicans are wearing out on Trump. I'm not sure Jennifer is.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
And believe me, I look at stuff. It's not just about my own personal feelings. I look at stuff from other perspectives. And he's winning in like every poll when asked about candidates that people would like.
Really? They didn't ask me.
What I do think is interesting, though, is that Liz Cheney, your girlfriend, Doug, she has been raising money in, like, record numbers. So, obviously, there are a lot of people. Yeah, but still, it's, I mean, I think there are, I know plenty of Republicans who think that she makes sense.
It's like Kristen Sinema. Kristen Sinema, there's a big story about how she's raised like $1 million in the last month or something like that. And it's all from Republicans. So, it's funny how alternate parties get involved.
Ain't it
because
funny
they want support.
Yeah. Our time slips away. Okay. So here's something that maybe I'm just looking this over right now. Politics of COVID, politics of the Olympics. Nancy Pelosi has told the Olympic athletes, is Pelosi over there? I would think they'd...
No, right. She's not over there. No one went over there. It was a diplomatic boycott.
She said, don't use the games as a venue for protesting. Basically, if you want to stay... If you don't want to end up spending a couple of years in China.
Well, she's right, because they can get stuck there. And they're filing lawsuits already against journalists who have dared to say anything about the Uyghurs. So, and once they file a lawsuit, you're stuck in China. You can't leave the country and wait for it to go through the courts. It's not like over here. I mean, you're stuck there, and you're arrested, and you're in jail. She's right to say that. This is not the time. If you want to be an athlete and you want to go and compete in the games, this is not the time to let your politics fly. This is just not safe.
Number two on our list has to do with the economy. I noticed the number of permanent store closures in the aftermath of this past holiday shopping season has gone down, comparing it to the same time last year. So if you look back last year, 742 store closures down. No, that's this year, down 65% from what it was in the same period. So that's a good sign in the economy, right? There are more stores.
And it's a sign
surviving.
That I think people have been really pent up indoors, and they want to go out to a mall or
go shopping
in a store.
And get Amazon, yes.
Yeah.
Please.
I think that's
please.
A big sign.
Or
and
go shopping
you.
At the new Amazon store in the mall.
Yeah, in the mall. Right, exactly. They're everywhere. Man. Every time I think about Amazon, I can think of, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't see some truck parked in the middle of the road delivering the stuff. But yet Amazon beat earnings expectations. The profits doubled for Amazon last quarter. The price of a Prime membership is $139 now. Would you pay $139 for Prime membership in Amazon?
I do, I guess.
To say
I do.
15%?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so there it is, our overview of the charts with our thoughts. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen at your service at 48 after the hour.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-275-4021 if you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns. Help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-275-4021 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-275-4021 to see if you qualify. That's 800-275-4021.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did we book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack, Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, this is the DJV program with a welcome in to Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com. You can actually find Nick by going to our AutoExpert.com. Isn't it amazing conceptually how that works? You've got a website and you can find him there. Wow, he's always writing about the... Is there such a thing anymore as a concept car? I think I saw someplace are these electric cars like what's being made by Mercedes or anybody who's making? Do they consider electric vehicles the Silverado from Chevrolet? Is that a concept vehicle, or is that like, do we classify it in some other way?
I was very disappointed, actually, to find out that some companies make their concept cars after they've made their final car, just to tease people with. I thought that was a big cheat. So they make the final car, and then before they show us, they make a concept car to pretend that there was a car that they were making before they made the final car. So it was kind of a backwards. They build a concept car after they built the final car. But they don't show you the final car first. So it's sort of a backwards process. Yes, it's a backwards process. But in the old days, the concept car was something you'd build to try and sell your bosses on actually making it.
Well, I think the reason I asked is because Chrysler has this airflow concept.
Yes.
And I wondered what there was about that you liked, if anything.
Well, I like the idea that Chrysler isn't digging, you know, a hole and burying themselves in it. That they are refurbishing the brand, and you know they're going to keep the brand going and do a bunch. But Chrysler's a company that, you know, has a great museum of concept cars. There are some great old concept cars that they never built. Yeah. And some fun stuff as well. But the Airflow looks interesting, and it looks like a Chrysler, by the way. It looks like a Chrysler of old. It's got some of the old design language in it. It's interesting. I think they got a little bit of work to do. But, of course, like everybody else's car, it's all electric. It's one of the things that we have to live with nowadays in cars.
Well, yeah, that's it. What's on the horizon for tomorrow? So people are talking about the Super Bowl ads already. How many car companies are advertising, what is it, $6 million a spot or something for a 30-second spot? How many car companies are going to be doing that?
So it's interesting. I mean, in some years past, we've seen as many as 13 car companies come to the table with Super Bowl ads and spend ridiculous amounts of money. We know that they've spent, you know, up to $6 million to actually buy the spot, but they've spent a lot more money creating these ads.
Yep.
This year, there's about five car companies that have we've heard of that are doing Super Bowl ads. And, of course, the big thing is who they recruit to be in the ads, and what they do is sort of highly anticipated. But the ads, of course, have sort of leaked out, or they put them out a little bit early to when you pay that much money for 30 seconds that sort of get played once, as it were, inside the big game. You want to get as much mileage out of them as possible. So Kia, General Motors, BMW are going to be there. Toyota and Nissan are the five companies that have done it.
Have you seen the ads? Have you seen them?
Yes, I've seen three of them. I got to see the ad from, or I got to see some of the ad from BMW that has Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. It looks like he plays the Zeus, I think, the god of lightning. And he looks pretty good, actually. I'll tell you that he goes into a coffee shop and gets a coffee from a barista, and the funniest thing is the barista is bigger than him, which is quite hilarious. Yeah. Uh-huh. Eugene Levy from Sheets Creek is in it. He plays, he becomes a superhero in it. I'm not sure I can quite buy that. Him being a superhero is a hard push for me, which, you know, doesn't sell the car that well for me. But, we've always had great ads from Kia with the hamsters for their Kia Soul. They were always quite funny ads. And this year, they have an electric dog. And you know, when it comes to dogs, you pretty much got me. I saw the ad yesterday for the first time, and the ad is an absolute home run. I can tell you right now, they will have the best Super Bowl ad. Hands down.
He voted by the viewers. Yeah.
By Nick Miles in his living room with a beer. It wins.
Really?
Yes.
I hope it's good beer. That's important. Yeah. Good beer is better than bad beer. Nick Miles here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.